Dissect the Podcast. I'm your host, Alexis D'Andrew Coley. I appreciate you all for tuning in today, this evening, afternoon, while you're working out or going through your daily commute on the metro or taking a long drive. As a thank you, make sure you subscribe to my email list on sipthepodcast.com, and I'll personally thank you with goodies for the rest of the year. This week, I'm preparing to work at WorkPraise Slay Conference, which is in Atlanta, November 3rd through November 5th. I just received the itinerary of what we'll be doing over the weekend, and I'm so glad I decided to stay at the Ellis Hotel in downtown Atlanta. They actually have a dedicated women's only floor, and let me tell you, that is something that's going to come in so handy with the relaxing amenities that the hotel offers. So after a long day, it's going to be great to take a nightcap in the room and take advantage of the relaxing amenities. So in my current position, I'm on a team and we're working together side by side for a particular prioritized project. And during this time of exceptional focus, we all kind of get lost thinking about the priority. So one of my coworkers decided a few weeks ago to buy puzzles and just break up the monotony of our day. Basically, what we did was we chose a puzzle and we had 5 minutes to complete it. And I tell you, that was definitely fun. But most of all, it helped with our productivity with the project. So going back to Expressive Espresso and why I talk about entrepreneurship and side hustles a lot on the podcast is because I admire the imagination and resilience of entrepreneurs and side hustlers. And being a side hustler myself, this episode is dedicated to those who admire them as well, but also may not know how to use their imagination and how to correlate it to business. So here are a few strategies where you can start. So I got the inspiration from Douglas Miller, and I'm going to start with the first practice that you can do to generate ideas. According to Douglas Miller, it takes about 3 minutes, and you need 3 sheets of paper and a pen. You will need to draw 3 things on each sheet of paper. And basically, don't be concerned about drawing like an expert. So the practice goes like this. For the first sheet of paper, you're going to imagine that you own a shoe manufacturing business and you're about to exhibit your new shoe design at the Milan Shoe Fair. So draw the shoe that you will be exhibiting. Take a minute or so to draw it out and make sure you draw it freely. Put the drawing to the side for the moment. And now imagine that you sold that business and you decided to set up a new business. For sheet number 2, your new business is manufacturing CD boxes. So draw a design for your latest CD box. Take a minute or so to draw it. And again, this is just a practice method. Don't think about it. Just think about exactly what I'm saying right now. And now put that drawing to the side. Imagine you have again sold that business too, and you've decided to set up a new business. With this final drawing, you've set up a new business that sells mobile phone shakers. Yes, I said that correctly, mobile phone shakers. Draw a picture of your new mobile phone shaker that will go to market. Make sure in this drawing you draw what you like, and please avoid the temptation to fast forward this episode to see where I'm going. Just take a minute, and you can put it on pause after you've taken that minute, and then you can play it back. So I know that last one, a mobile shaker, like really, what is that? That sounds way too old, way too ancient. But nonetheless, you were creating from scratch. And what is referred to that, thinking applied here, revolutionary or three-dimensional. I'm going to briefly go into the descriptions of one-dimensional, two-dimensional, and three-dimensional thinking. One-dimensional is usually routine ideas. These are things that you do or know already with slight adjustments, and it's usually an instinctive base of ideas. And that was with the first example. One-dimensional ideas and habits are crucial in organizations. They bind your organization together. So an example of a one-dimensional idea or habit is the way we typically pay people at or near the end of every month. Okay, so two-dimensional thinking is a step further, and that's with evolutionary ideas. And these usually occur when we make a link between similar things that share some characteristics and apply to one another. An example of that would be like with McDonald's. And I recently watched Netflix, The Founder, and basically how the founder took the idea of McDonald's, adapted that model and that idea, and made it his own. And finally, we have revolutionary ideas, which is three-dimensional. And they make connections between things that on the surface, at least, do not have any connection. So one technique for revolutionary ideas is known as piggybacking. So basically, you can jump on the ideas of others or your own, improving them, take out the bits that don't work. An example of the technique for piggybacking would be an example of the famous Dyson vacuum cleaners. So James Dyson had many prototype vacuum cleaners before he developed and went to market. But at the same time, he was assessing the kinks and working out the kinks and what worked and what didn't. Basically, taking a chance or the risk and maintaining as much control and influence so that his desired outcome happened. Thank you so much for continuing to sip the podcast. I value your resilience as a listener of this podcast. So until we meet again, I hope you have a great week.